Okay.
All right. So moving on to the next question, number 10, please describe how the project budget was allocated.
The budget. Now, in 2013, when I came aboard, it was pretty much Dr. Wonkwo allocated. We determined how much money was needed based on the supplies and the food mostly, because the space was provided, the staff from each side was provided now, and of course my salary and the research assistants on Dr. Wonkwo's side. So the budget would have been my salary, the research assistant salary, and materials for the workshops, and food. And the materials for the workshop and the and was supported also supported m mostly by Pat Patterson Park or Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, but Dr. Wonkwo received some funding from the College of Arts and Science or the English department to help, and also, like I said, from her pocket. And so it was the we just determined, okay, what supplies are going to be needed, whether the genealogy, whether Mary would say, well, I'm going to need notebooks so that they can put their genealogy projects in the notebooks, or and I need paper. The workshop, the Hodges would say we need what do you call them, what they paint on
Canvases?
the canvas,
Yes.
and we need brushes, we need paper towel, we need something to spread out over the table. Dr. Smith never would have a budget because he pretty much was like, what I need, I'll supply. So, like I said, it would, sometimes come out of our own pockets. So we would determine, what was going to be how what projects they would tell us what projects that they were going to do and what materials, and we would go from there and just, say, okay, we'd present how much I'd have them to tell to give me the cost of all the materials that they needed, based, how many individuals we had that had signed up that year. And we would present it to Patterson Park, Dr. Mr. Tom Sage, and we pre present it to Dr. Wonkwo, and they would come up with the money.
All right.
Okay.
And then question 11, was the budget strictly followed? If not, please describe how you reallocated the budget.
Was the budget strictly followed? We try, we knew how much money we had. We and at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the workshops, Patterson Park ordered all of everything that was needed, and of course, a part of that budget was also printing documents from the ancestry.com, so that we would base it on, like, if they were charging 9 cents a copy, that each week they came in, they could have about six copies each, and that was a part of Patterson Park's budget. And so, so we knew, so we would tell the participants every week you can print out 6 pages, and beyond that, you're more than welcome to come in and print out your stuff and pay for it, or you can go to the library or do it at home on your own if you've got a printer, that kind of thing. So we allocated, what we knew, like everything was purchased prior to the workshops, and the food, we set a budget, say, $200 a week, whether they were going to have sandwiches or whether they fishy catered a full, a lunch like salad and a meat and a vegetable. So yes, the budgets were strictly followed.
All right. So the next section is going to be about working with participants. And the next question is, please describe how you achieved consistent attendance with each participant.
Oh gosh, it's taken a while.
Do you want to go ahead and do the rest of the interview some other time, or?
This, if you said, how would I, you're asking me to, what now? How would I?
The question is, please describe how you achieved consistent attendance with each participant.
You know what? I think you had the wrong. That's why I was wondering, like, what is this? I think you had the wrong. I revised some guy, you know, some guy that wrote the interview guides.
Well, I saw one revised one on Basecamp for, let me see if I can find it real
It
quick.
probably has my initial. So the question would
Yeah.
be, please describe how you would. And this is awful. This I'm just doing this quickly. Please describe how you would. Please describe participant attendance. That should and it should been. It should please describe participant attendance. And I had stated earlier, the attendance was always high. Very few time. You know, very few of them would miss, unless you know it would be the mo. You know, the attendance was always each week 80 to 90% of the participants attending. There was always high attendance.
Okay. As far as your question to the revised interviews, I'm seeing that you revised the one for the partners and facilitators, but this is the program staff, which Simone told me to use, and I don't think there's a rev another revised version that I can find,
Yeah,
so.
there is. That's the yeah. It's revised also because I've got it here. I just downloaded it myself.
Oh, okay.
So there is one that should have, you know, a later date like 3/31 or 4/1 or 4/2 or something like that. And my initials out beside them or something
Yeah,
that
like I said, I
say.
see the one with your initials for the facilitators and the partners, but not for the other
There's
two.
one, you know, the program staff is BH33017. So that's okay. So hopefully there will not be,
Oh, okay.
you'll find the right one. And for like the research assistants and for Ralph Buckingham, make sure you use the one that was most recently so that it won't take as long. But
Okay.
that's okay. That's okay. This is a good thing that I'm going first.
Exactly. All right. So the next question is, if a session was canceled, how did you make up the session?
It's very seldom where sessions canceled. The only time I remember was in 2015. I think there was an ice, you know, weather where the ice was bad. And if Patterson Park closed, then we didn't have the workshop. And that year was an anomaly. And like I said, they had never had the cancellation. So we were like, okay, so what do we do? How do we make, what do we do to make this up? So the work and it happened during the visual arts session. So they actually scheduled sessions on a Saturday, and the participants were willing to come.
All right. So the next question, I'll see if it's on the revised interview, and if it's not on the revised script, then we won't worry about it. So yeah, it looks like the next two questions on the revised are, how did you track attendance?
And that was done through a sign-up sheet every week, a weekly sign-in sheet. The participants would just come in and check and initial that they were there that week. And each I created the sign-up sheet and brought it in every week, and I took it up after each workshop, so it was always in my possession.
All right. And then, in your opinion, were there things that could have been done to make it easier for individuals to participate in the program?
No, in my opinion, no. We definitely, everything we did was based on the success, how for the success and the experience for the workshop participants. So we made sure that we paid attention, and especially like I said, since it was like a, you know, it happened. We debriefed at the end of the year. We talked about, you know, what minor issues that happened, and the research assistants and I, we took our field notes and we reviewed those field notes and analyzed them. So if there was, and then of course the evaluation, the program evaluation. However, the seniors would never say anything bad. You know, you ask the questions, how can you make this better? They would say nothing. It's great. It's wonderful, because they wanted it continued. they were thinking that if they said anything bad, it wouldn't be refunded. So they would never say anything bad. So I had, it would, it took it, the staff and I would have to really evaluate, you know, what were the issues and challenges and how can we make this better? But even with the issues and challenges that they, we had, they were not from the, not so much from the participant side, other than the visual arts will say, you know, some of them wouldn't get their projects completed. But from the things that really had issues and concern were pretty much from the administrative standpoint, but we would work those out so that the participants were not even aware that there were little things happening in the background that were not, that were not extremely great. But we did everything that's, you know, we did what it took to make sure that they had a great experience in those workshops.
All right.
And of course that, of course that meant constant communication between the partners.
All right. Well, then I guess we can move on to the final section. So the next question is, what were some challenges you encountered when designing and implementing this program that you did not anticipate?
In designing the program, we just pretty much took, you know, took what was already set forth in 2012 under the study. So there, you know, there were not any things that was not anticipated. We did not anticipate on our part, of course, you know, we believe it or not, that one, you know, the one time that the couple of times that it was closed, we had to scramble. What are we going to do? We you know, it's closed because of the weather. And so we had to, you know, hey, this is something that hasn't been encountered before. So what do you do? That you know, so that, but that was quickly, you know, we'll ask them if they'll come on a Saturday. Patterson Park was willing for us to use the space on a Saturday. So everything, you know, and then the thing that we did not anticipate on Voices from Our America side with Dr. Wonkwo, we did not anticipate that the program would be put under Parks and Recs programming. It had initially been under Patterson Park, like I said, and Patterson Park used their budget. In 2014, it happened, and we were now confronted with working with Nate Williams, the program manager of Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, and we had to have, you know, have a conversation. We had to work with him to get him acclimated to the program, and he, like I said, youth development was his area. Youth development was Ralph Buckingham's area, so they were over the youth programming at the community centers. And they were really not too happy. I'm just going to be just blank point blank. They were really not too happy to have to take on this senior program and use some of their, a part of their youth budget to fund the senior program. But it was not our decision. It was the Parks and Rec's decision. And the Madeline Scales Harris was the council person, and she was over Parks and Rec. So she was our advocate, and she was a staunch supporter of this program. So it meant sort of we had a really good liaison with her, and so it didn't, it sort of made it, you know, she was pushing for this, and it didn't make Ralph and Nate very happy, but being professionals that they were willing to do their job. But one of the things that, you know, there was no formality in this, and there was no real formal budget, you know, like in who, no memorandum of understanding, anything like that, that who's going to do this, who's going to pay for that. It was just all informal. But the first year, like, you know, the first 2012, it was, because it was funded by Meharry Vanderbilt Alliance. So it was a formal budget. It was a formal memorandum of understanding of who's responsible for this and who's responsible for that. But 2013 through 2015, it wasn't. But so Nate was a little bit upset about that, and he was like, well, what are you all doing? It was like, okay, we're helping to fund the materials, and we're funding staff people, you know, that which was pretty much for Dr. Wonkwo, but also with me, I was like for both because I made sure everything got done. The research assistants were, of course, for Voices from Our America. So one of the things is that the participants had been able to print out, like I said, the 6 copies a week if they went in to research their family histories. He came in and said, you know, they need to pay for those copies. So that was something we didn't anticipate. So we had to go back to him, the workshop facilitators and I, and they didn't tell us up front. It's just we showed up at the library that next week and the librarian said, you all are going to have to pay for your copies. And we were like, what? So we, of course, had to have that, you know, that communication, and we got that straightened out. So there was not much that was not anticipated, and the problems that we encountered that we didn't take care of. So I've also answered the next question, describe how you overcame this challenge.
All right, I'll just add C above to my notes. All right, so
one of the things for me was, of course, working with the research assistants. Like I said, you know, not having, you know, not knowing that you're going to have someone that's not going to have transportation coming from Vanderbilt to Murfreesboro. So it wasn't a challenge, but it was not a big challenge because I worked it out with the student. She actually was a trooper, took a bus to my area, and then she got in the car with me, and we went to Murfreesboro, and usually I drove her home to Bellevue. So sometimes you just find a way to overcome things that, you know, that, and I had not anticipated having to transport one of the student workers. Okay, now.
All right. Next question. In your opinion, was there anything that could have been done to make the program better?
No, really. I'm like sounding like the seniors. the individuals that I was working with, the facilitators, the Murphy, the Parks and Rec staff, the Patterson Park staff, Dr. Wonkwo, you know, they knew that everybody knew the goals and objectives and, you know, of course, to make sure those seniors had a great experience and to get those interviews done. Everything was, you know, it was just coordinated. Really, it was really easy coordination. It was really the staff, everybody wanted to do what they were doing. The facilitators were not paid. So they were there, hands down, every week, you know, it's absolutely, I can't think of anything.
Awesome. All right, and last question, is there any other information you think I need to know to help write the replication manual?
Not that I know of, that I'm aware of. However, once Rachel starts writing, I'm sure that she's more than welcome to call me at any time to answer questions, okay?
All right, I'll add that note to my notes.
Okay, and it is taking quite a bit of time. It is was an hour or so. So hopefully and I know that Mary Watkins talks a lot. The Hodges, they'll be just sort of, I talked a lot because I had, you know, I knew a lot.
Right, you've got a lot of influence on this program, so. Yeah.
But I tried to be really, you know, just definitive and a lot of things going on. But their roles are, you know, the workshop facilitators, their roles, you know, they have less of a role than I did. Everybody else's roles will be shorter than mine, so they shouldn't have to describe a whole lot. With the research assistants like Rebecca, and like I said, Rebecca also did a workshop. So you can sort of ask, I don't know which one of you are doing the facilitators, but you may want to combine Rebecca and just, you know, pretty much, okay, when you did, she did a creative writing workshop. If you will just write this down, and maybe, and I'll try to remind Simone and Demetra also that she did a create, but I don't think it was a bit. I don't think very many of them did it. But she also was a research assistant. But you may, there may be some questions that you know that I've answered, like meetings and things like that. I probably need to go back in into the program staff and I will, and say, no, you know, if it's a research assistant, don't ask this question. I'll do that. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'll do that first thing in the morning. Oh, do you have any more scheduled?
I did an interview with Dr. Powers earlier today, and then I emailed Dr. Wonko, and she said she wasn't sure when she had time yet, and that I still need to call. I'm doing the facilitator workshop, so I need to call the Hodges, Mary Watkins, and
Sounds like you're doing them all, then. Demetra's doing what? Which ones is she doing?
Demetra is doing program staff and program partners.
Okay, well, that's what I am.
Yes.
I'm a program staff, so Demetra should have called me.
Yes, but when we did the Skype interview, you said to go ahead and schedule this.
Yeah,
I'm just following directions.
Yeah, I'm glad that you. Yeah, we got this over. So I will go back in before Demetra schedules, and that will be most likely Ralph Buckingham, Sissy. But Sissy really much, you know, her role was like the food service. And then the research assistants, Rebecca and Ariel, I think are the only two. But I'll go in tomorrow morning, and I'll look at the questions and say, do not have to ask research assistants. Don't ask them this question, because it was more of the administrative role, and that, you know, that they wouldn't have to answer.
Yeah, okay. I think ideally we'd have an interview for each person, but this is the best we could do with the time we had. So hopefully they'll get smoother as we go on.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Yes, thank you for your time. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.